Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
This audio in this, Melissa, do you have the story in front of you?
I can get it. Hold on.
Because... I haven't heard the story, but three different people sent me the audio today, including Jen, and every one of them used the same word, and it was chilling.
Mm-hmm. I assume this is the woman in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It was Friday morning where there was a guy. We have the guy's name, but not the woman's name. Now, the woman that you're going to hear, this is in Cushing, Oklahoma, which is near Tulsa, and Friday morning there was a guy named Billy Riley that was attempting to break into her home. And what he didn't know at the time was that she was home and that she had a weapon.
And I would just like to give out the parent warning.
Oh, okay.
That this is pretty heavy duty stuff.
Really intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. And so, I don't know, just make a smart decision on whether you want your kids in the car listening to it.
So she has a weapon, somebody's breaking into her home, and she calls 911 about the fact that this guy, Riley, was breaking into her home, but she... kind of let the, and the parent warning is that she not only lets the 911 operator know what she's going to do, but she actually does it and has and is forced to do it.
So the audio is only about 2 or 3 minutes long. So like Jen said, if you have small kids in the car, you maybe you want to bump over to that Christmas station for a couple minutes, listen to a little Grandma Got Run Over for by Reindeer.
If you don't have kids in the car, don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And we'll play it right now. It's like I said, it's only two, three minutes long. So come on back in a couple minutes, but this is a 911 call placed with a 57-year-old grandma protecting her house against a guy who's trying to break into it.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in. He's hollering and yelling.
Okay, and you have a gun?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do not have it out.
Okay. Just I want you to stay
on, and I will use it.
I want you to stay on the line with me.
I will. He is banging on the door.
I can hear him banging. He's trying to get in.
He looks like an older man, but I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. He's getting close to the door. I'm going to go ahead and get the gun out. It's a shotgun. It's large.
Can you understand what he's saying at all?
Well, he's crazy. He's crazy. I'm taking the safety off the gun, man. He's acting crazy.
Okay, do you have a place that you can go inside your house and lock yourself in a room?
Not really. I've got a big shotgun. I'm not going into a tiny bathroom. Oh, crap, he's at the back.
Okay, County 13 is advising that you can defend your property if you need to.
I don't want to have to kill this man, but I'll kill him graveyard dead, man.
I understand.
All right. He's breaking in now.
He's breaking in.
I've got a gun on him. He looks to be an older man. I don't want to kill him. God, I don't want to kill this man.
Okay.
They need to hurry. He's going to break this thing open. And if he does, I'll have to kill him, ma'am. I don't want to kill him.
I understand, ma'am. You have to protect yourself.
I will. Ma'am, he's about through the house. I'm going to shoot.
Oh, my God. Ma'am, is your phone a cordless phone?
I shot him going out front. I hit him.
I shot him.
God, help me. Oh, please, dear God, I think I've killed him. Please, Father in heaven.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay. You have to protect yourself, okay?
Wow.
Wow.
But she did everything. In my view, she did everything right.
By the book, right? Yeah. And she was telling the operator, you know, here's what I have to do. Here's what I have to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, so scary to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, I mean, she was smart and calm about it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The audio like that makes you ask yourself, like, what would you do? What would you do?
You almost have to do the same thing. Like, what do you do? There's a crazy man at your door.
He's in your house.
It was, yeah. And couldn't you hear in there where she said that he was breaking in with a gun?
I didn't hear him say that. Did he say he had a gun?
Yeah, it's the second time I've heard it. So I was trying to pay close attention, and I think she says he's breaking into her house with a gun. So it's really her or him.
And yeah, and my understanding is that he did indeed die from the gunshot wounds. Mm-hmm. Then they are not going to charge her for the crime.
Well, she's
defending her home.
And the operator advised her that if he does enter the property,
you have the ability to defend it. You can't leave your home. Like, remember we had a 911 call from years ago where the gentleman left his home, remember, and he was in his front yard and shot the guy. Do you remember this?
And the guy was fleeing or backing away.
He got arrested because he left his home to shoot the intruder who was running away. So the difference in these two cases is that she stayed in her home and defended it, and that's why she's not going to be charged with anything.
Gotcha.
The talking through it, like, I almost think that I would want it to be a split-second decision. Like, mm-hmm. I would want it to be, if I had the, like, I would not want to be able to think about it, because the call was almost 30 minutes long, as I understand it. Hey, Guy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, because I came in right as you guys were starting to play it, but this version of the call that you're playing is an edited version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The original 911 call is over 30 minutes long, and it took the police 25 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. So if you think it was scary before, imagine this poor lady. I listened to the whole thing.
Wow.
Imagine this poor lady on the phone for 20 minutes with this guy banging on her door, kicking her door. Police were on the way, but she was in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Her son's actually a deputy chief of police in another municipality down there, so they were contacting him. And this whole time, this guy's out there beating on her door, kicking on her door, and the cops were 25 minutes out.
Wow.
So that magnifies the scary factor for you.
Absolutely.
And how calm she was.
And that also, the I can't say this word, the
ruralness
of it.
Right.
Gives me an answer, because I was going to ask, well, why didn't she just run out the door and go to a neighbor's house?
No way.
Like, if the dude's banging at the back door, why don't you just run out? But obviously, hey, Beth.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just wonder why she didn't go out the front door.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I think because if it was such, I'm guessing because it was so rural, that the next neighbor is not a quick runaway. Like, if your neighbor's...
You can't go for help quickly if you're isolated. You know, she may have been in an isolated area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but she could have taken the gun and run. I mean, 30 minutes on the phone, and he might, you know, he might have been in the back door.
Is that what you would have done?
Probably.
You would have run with the gun.
I would have headed out and started somewhere. I would have taken my gun with me if he came after me then. You know, but she stood there. I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of strange.
Yeah, I would stay. I think if I'm that rural, I stay in my house.
Yeah, but then...
Maybe, 30 minutes seems like, I don't know.
But then, Melissa, did you just say that if you went outside the house and shot, then you would get charged?
She would be charged with something, yeah.
You just stay in your house.
Well, on top of that, you don't know. Is there other people around?
Right.
Is there somebody at the end of the
driveway? Is he by himself?
Does he have a gun?
That's true.
And
was she in the house by herself? I'm not sure. But especially if somebody else is in the house,
mm-hmm.
I'm not taking off and leaving somebody behind.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, I guess my main thing I probably would have done differently, because I have a shotgun in my house, is to yell that you're armed. I've got a shotgun, and then cock it.
Yeah,
the scariest thing in the whole world is to hear that.
Yes.
But in the 30 minutes, I'm not sure if she did that. I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe she may have done that.
Well, then that's scary, because what if he has a gun, then you say, I have a gun, and then he shoots first, because then he sees you, but if he doesn't even know you're there...
I proposed that years ago, and somebody will make it. I think that the best burglar alarm in the world is when somebody breaks in, it's just the sound of a shotgun cocking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just have one speaker upstairs.
Right.
Because if you're breaking in and you hear that, because that's different than a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a shotgun's not, that's putting parts of you all over the place.
So. It is so hard to judge, too, on what I would do. Because I don't know what I would do. If I'm scared to death and somebody's breaking in my house, I have no idea what I would do, you know?
Hey, Kim, what's going on?
And then
I hope I do. I don't know what. I mean,
Hello?
You know.
What's going on, Kim?
Hey, I just think that she did absolutely the right thing. I think she should have not fled from the front door. I think it was her duty to protect her home and herself.
You know what we'll do is we're going to put the full audio of this online. Yeah, it's a 26er, Josh told me. It's like a 20-something, almost 30-minute phone call.
Wow.
Put the audio of the whole thing online if you want to avoid work for 30 minutes today. But man, prepare to be rattled.
Yeah, and you do. It starts making you think, what would you do? How would you handle that situation?
Mm-hmm.
The woman, the follow-up of the story I did find is I'm pretty sure the guy did die.
Mm-hmm.
So she did. She was a good shot.
The Burt Show.